This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On a day one of public testimony, an impeachment witness says that President Donald Trump asked about Ukraine investigations.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump's July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's no indication of any breakthrough following talks Wednesday between the leaders of Turkey and United States at a time their relationship is at a low ebb. We get more from Jennifer King.
While impeachment hearings were underway on Capitol Hill, President Trump hosted Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his wife at the White House.
I'm a big fan of the president.
And he seemed determined not to let the hearings or the recent incursion into northern Syria get in the way of good relations with the NATO ally.
We're having a very strong discussion on different things, including the safe zone and the border, the oil, and again, trade is a very big factor.
A handful of GOP senators invited to the Oval Office expressed their concerns about the fate of Kurdish allies and Turkey's warming relations with Russia, including the purchase of a Russian air defense system. Among them was Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We very much hope Turkey changes the path it's on and does not employ the S-400.
Trump says he thinks